or CBA Mobile.
I think it's a 207. It's the old
States. We had to mount them under the dash, and that was fun. Or mount them somewhere. I've seen them mounted in several places in the car, but you just do what you gotta do.
Hey, yep, mine's mounted under the dash. I got a pickup truck, so plenty of room. Filled a hole through the roof and got a quarter wave antenna there. And an old belt. Haven't found a decent gain antenna that I like up there yet. But the quarter wave works fine. Good for 2 meters and 440.
Well, that's good. I can remember the days when I had my old Aston 4000. It was just 2 meters, and I was mostly mobile with it, and I had two cars, and I had a slide mount. I bought two of them, and so that way I could just slide it, unbolt the antenna, unbolt the power, and I could slide it out of that car and then slide it into the mount in the other car and, you know, hook up the antenna and power and just use it in there too. That's the way I overcame having to buy two radios, because at the time I could afford two ham radios. I wasn't even thinking about it. HF back then, that was back in the middle 80s.
My first mobile rig was a GE with tubes in it, two channel. I used to work on two-way radios, so I was able to piece together commercial radios out of the truck. Now I got transistors. They're amazing.
Oh, yeah. I take one apart now. I look at it and I go, if I don't see some pride, I just put it back together. I mean, I look it over good, but they're not quite as easy as they used to be to work on. And what was I going to tell you? Do you run an amp on your setup, or are you barefoot?
Barefoot. I can 100 watts. I can do anything I want with it. I'm gonna do any kind of addition. I'll do an antenna this way to gain both ways, transmit and receive. Never had any problem talking. And I used to work on marine radios too. It was always fun to tune their marine sideband over onto the ham frequency. Talk to Europe, and the captain would be very surprised that the radio that he said doesn't work would do that.
Well, I didn't know that. Of course, there's a lot I don't know. I'm always learning about ham radio, and I met a guy through a buddy of mine, Phil, I can't think of Phil's name, Phil's call. Golly. NGU is a suffix, and I can't remember the prefix right now. But anyway, Phil talked to this guy, and he was giving away an old cubic. What's that thing called? Well, anyway, it's sitting over at the house. Cubic Astro 103. And it had the match and power supply, and another guy had given me a nice tuner, and he had put these big fans on the back of both of the units, the radio and the power supply, to keep it cool, and
required if the vessel goes, let's see, I think 12 miles offshore, but and carrying passengers. But most of the time they're not even used.
That's there. What band are they transmitting on normally?
They have specific channels, and it's in a number of channels on each band, which is, let's see, 2, 4, 6, 8, 12, 16, 22 megahertz.
Okay, well, that sounds interesting. Now, so was that AM or FM? Well, that would have to be, well, it can be either one.
It was sideband.
Oh, okay. I got a phone call from my sister. Let me take this KB4CPA.
Okay, I'm in front of Ace. I'm going to run in. So, a while before I'm back in. And for VDC.